like to tell first.
We might skip a course.
Oh, I'm the lady. I should think you'd let me talk first.
All right, go ahead. However, my story is a perfect shining thing. Glory has been shed on the name of Gook. I've acquired a star for my crown. In military parlance, I have been mentioned in dispatches.
What's that?
Well, when a soldier performs some feat of valor in battle, the superior officer mentions him in dispatches. That means that the soldier is brought to the attention of the general and is subsequently decorated. Ulrich Gook has been mentioned in dispatches.
Huh?
This afternoon, the boss received a letter from Gus Putz, the big kitchenware executive of Plant 9 at Dubuque, Iowa. Gus Putz carries considerable weight in the company. Well, sir, in this letter, Gus Putz makes no less than 3 references to Victor R. Gook.
How nice. All right, now, hold on to your hat. Here comes my story. Not 20 minutes ago, I was there in the underwear at Hamilton, and little timid Rufus Stembottom stood right
up... Hey, wait a minute. I'm by no means through with my story. Gus Putz, in his letter to Mr. Ruby, warned
me and eloquently
drew the spotlight
first
on your unworthy sister. Speaking in such flattering terms, it's my ears singing. The boiler is all down, Sadie. Gus Putz takes Victor R. Gook to his house.
Oh, grand, and such an important man and all.
I think so.
Well, now, here's my little excitement.
You're not interested in the details of that
question, Mother? Oh, sure, but I got an enormous big thrill and trash to tell, too, and you said I could talk first.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Well, not 20 minutes ago, there I was in the underwear in the gambler, and little timid Ruthie Stembottom stood right up to lobby down his apparat and told her what was what. I couldn't believe my eyes or my ears either one. All I could do to keep from throwing my shoes over to people's bank buildings. You know, Miss Apparat has intimidated Ruthie for years and years. Ruthie knelt down to a simmering gravy when Miss Apparat's around. But today was the straw that broke the camel. Ruthie reared right back up on her hind feet. Why, I was so astonished. You're not listening to me. You never heard a word I said.
What?
You're laughing at your own excitement. You're not laughing at what I'm saying.
Mr. Ruby says, hey, Gook, did you send Gus Putz back to your roses or rescue his sister from drowning or what? According to this letter, you're the apple of his eye.
I've been wasting
my
words.
Yeah. You see, what happened, the boss called me in his office and said, look, I have here a communication.
Oh, we both got stuff to tell. Let's tell us. Let's listen to each other. Don't have to act like little children. There's plenty of time.
Go ahead with your story.
Well, who should come waltzing along with Miss Apparat? We all spoke. And Miss Apparat did what she generally does. Mispronounced Rufy's name. Afternoon, Miss Stembottom, you said.
Hey, he'll get a kick out of here.
Huh?
Here's Rush home. He'll get a kick out of hearing about his father being put on a pedestal by none other than Gus Putz, the big shot executive.
Well, the greatest thing in the world is to play. I'm flustered as a horse. Oh, my hand trembles.
You got something to tell, too, huh?
Look at my hand trembles. By George, I lit him.
I expect you remember Gus Putz, the gentleman that...
Scott never telephoned, did you
know? No. Now, look here, everybody.
He will telephone. He'll probably telephone in the next 5 minutes.
Why?
The wonderful thing has happened at last.
That.
Nice and Scott got postman upside his nose.
You didn't do it.
Of course I didn't do it. If I give you 9 million guesses, you'd never guess who did it. Sit down, everybody. This is quite a story.
We all seem to have stories.
Yes, and I was halfway through mine. I consider it a rather cool
story. Well, in a case like this, there's an unwritten law amongst the students to always give whoever's paper you're correcting a passing mark. If you have a girl's paper, it's considered the gentlemanly thing to do to give her a good mark, no matter how rotten an examination she wrote.
Nice to give Mildred a punk grade.
He gave her a terrible grade. 56.
So she caught him outside and faces him one upside the snoot.
Exactly.
That concludes your story.
It does not. There's millions of details.
I think we must look upon your story as concluded. Now, Sadie, yours.
I'm to tell what I got to tell in 5 or 6 measly words, and then it's your turn.
Didn't we agree to recite in turn?
Well, I'm not going to be shortchanged in any such a crazy way.
Very well. I will briefly relate my exciting narrative.
Well, I bet it'll be brief.
No, just one more short description, and then I'll go on outdoors. Mildred caught up with Nicer at the drinking fountain at the second floor. Nicer was enjoying a drink of water. Mildred calmly waited for him to finish. Meister finished and proceeded to wipe off his mouth with his pocket handkerchief. He saw Mildred and remarked with a leer, "Quite a difficult algebra examination, hey, Mildred?" Mildred never said a word. She just swung on him. It was the prettiest face of sight this dude I ever saw.
Where are you going,
Kitchen? I was certainly standing close by.
Where are you going,
Kitchen, start supper.
You do not wish to hear my story?
No.
I listened to yours.
Yes, didn't
you? Rush, this afternoon, Mr. Rubis received a letter.
Wait a minute, I'm not through with what I'm telling.
Oh, yes, you are.
No.
Rush, I have a story.
I have a story.
Do you wish to hear my story?
No. You wish to hear my story?
No.